This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Show here on Thursday. Dave on vacation, back on Monday. Rachel Zimmerman, Andrew Stolz, Kevin Wheeler hanging out, and our friend Janelle is in at Holy L everywhere on the internets. And obviously, you are our resident. What kind of movie title do you want? Do you want to be our resident movie analyst, reviewer, aficionado?
I don't know. I mean,
would you like to be our expert?
I heard Bernie Miklos give us movie critics such, you know, high praise for the Happy Gilmore 2. I was like, well, maybe I'll just start analyzing baseball then.
Well, you better ask Andrew about The Naked Gun then, because he saw it yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that he liked it, but I agree with him. There's so many jokes you almost don't have. I don't want to say they're easy to forget, but it's impossible. You have to watch that movie like a few times. I mean, like, I think the only reason we remember like our Leslie Nielsen jokes is because we probably have seen it
a million times.
Right,
yeah,
dozens
yeah.
and dozens
You're
of
right.
times. So,
yeah. Because back in the day, there weren't a million movies. You just watched the same ones over
right,
and over.
Exactly
again.
Right.
It's super good, and you will definitely like laugh the entire time. But there's the just sheer number of like
yeah.
stuff is happening little, in the
like,
background.
Yeah, little tiny silly gags.
Every shot.
Just like the original one, it was always that. There's yes. something happening yeah. everywhere, and you don't even notice it.
Yeah, like Airplane Janelle said, was like every shot there's like some kind yeah. of a little gag or joke.
Airplane was like that too.
Yes.
Where like
right.
inside the shots, you'd have the main person talking, but there's something happening behind him, and if you're not paying attention, you're going
to
miss it.
Yeah, which is why it's good to go back and watch those movies over and over again, but yeah.
And they almost, I mean... Like, they almost all hit.
Yeah.
There's very few gags that where I was like, yeah, I don't know about that one.
The
like, they pretty much
it.
All hit.
Yeah.
It's a enjoyable movie. It isn't stressful. It isn't invoking
anything.
Is it
relatively short?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's an hour and 25 minutes.
It's like okay. 90 minutes, yeah.
I would say there's only one little kind of hokey part towards the end, and it has to do with a bird.
Oh yeah, even that one was like silly enough. You know
right.
what I mean?
But like, you're like, oh, okay.
I smiled.
Right. Even then, you were like, oh, okay. That's I think.
Yeah.
All right.
We're stretching believability now.
All right.
Good My deal. Dad really loved the part where the joke where he said, "It's true that old men are the smartest and most capable and strongest and best people in America." he really liked that joke.
Yeah, like I said, it's a happy movie.
Good.
We don't get a lot of happy movies. I think that one's a pretty happy movie.
Well, they don't do comedies very much.
Not a lot anymore at all.
I think we might have talked about this, but in case we didn't, is that simply because it's getting harder and harder to please everyone?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, like, there's a certain type of humor that we've gone towards now, too, which is an uncomfortable, like, Friendship came out earlier this year, and I thought it was great. It's a very funny movie, but it's very uncomfortable, awkward humor.
Okay.
So, and I think a lot of, you know, I think we've moved towards that, and it is hard because you've got to figure out how to not offend anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. To me, the two, I was telling Andrew and I were talking about this the other day and just in the office that I have a hard time both with comedies and horror movies. Like, it's hard to please me, and I love both kinds.
Right.
But in the last handful of years, last 10 years, those two genres have disappointed me more than any others.
Yes, because you don't fist fight vampires, we know.
No, I know my sense of humor is a little bit on the ridiculous side. Like,
sure.
I love the Borat movies. I love sure. Jackass. You know,
I think that was the reason, like, I mean, like I said, I'm not taking away from anybody that the audience seemed to love Naked Gun.
The reviews have been great, like,
yeah,
across the board.
It's like 89,
yeah.
I think, on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
People genuinely enjoy that movie. I snorted a couple times, but like my humor leans towards more of like 11-year-old boy kind of humor. like I don't want to say there's a certain kind of joke, you know, like just crude humor. And it's not that
farts and poops.
Yeah, you know, I mean, unlike that highbrow jackass stuff that I like.
No, that's kind of what I'm talking about. And you're just kind of like, okay, but it's like I get it. You know, like I said, this was much. There are a couple jokes that are, like I said, they tell one about Bill Cosby that you're like, oh, you know, and that I kind of snort at that. But they're trying to keep them pretty sanitized, okay, I think, right now. So,
well, you want the biggest audience you can get.
Sure.
I mean, that's right. A big part. That's a large part of movie making.
And there
right?
are, you know, still there are still like a little, you know, there's some adult themes in the middle of that movie that involve a snowman.
Okay. Yep, that's enough of a tease.
That was fun.
We can leave it at that.
Right.
It was like a whole separate movie they put in.
Yeah, you did for a while. Just, you start to kind of like, what like, am I watching?
It lasts like 6 minutes. So
did they just do this to fool me into seeing this?
It's very funny.
Yeah, it takes a turn. It does, for real. Yeah. So
that's a positive. This is a good movie. Go ahead and see it if you're looking
sure,
for something fun on the weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I advocate that most people go see I did see Freakier Friday on...
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, oh, cool. Yes. I'm excited for this movie.
It's very much like the first... They have a... If you have not seen the first one, you have to see the first one before you go see the second one. Because there's tons of characters, callbacks, old jokes that they bring in. It's as enjoyable as the first one. I think it probably went a little too long. You know, I think it's like an hour and 51 minutes. There's probably about 15 minutes where it drags a little bit. But other than that, it's a respectable movie.
All right.
I don't know if I would pay necessarily. I don't know if I'd pay $20 to go see it. But, you know, you have those $5 and $6 days now at the movies.
Oh, yeah?
Or get yourself a membership where you're paying $20 a month and you can go every day during the week or several weekends.
Yeah, a couple times.
Right.
Yeah.
So how was Lindsay Lohan's performance? Because, I mean, she's been kind of gone and out of the spotlight. And she's done like a couple of things here and there, but I feel like this is kind of her big comeback role.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the movie. She's so good
She's
Jamie Lee Curtis is so good.
I actually think she's better than Jamie Lee Curtis. She out-acts her in the first, even in the first one as a child. I don't know how old she is. I say child. She could have been 18. I have no idea. But I think it's like you see all the talent that was there, you know, and you're like, wow, that's amazing. I root for her.
Me too.
I don't want to be like focusing on the work that she's had done, but she looks amazing. I want the best for her. You know, like I know she's had a rough time of it and you see her trying to come back and just, she had all the talent. I think it's a good movie for her to kind of jump back into. And it's been 22 years since the first one. And her and Jamie Lee Curtis have the exact same comedic chemistry that they had in the first one. I think it was nice to see her kind of hit a home
That's
run.
That's good to hear. I mean, like, just my age group, Lindsay Lohan was the it girl.
Right.
Like, 100%. But she had so many problems, and it was such a bummer because she is extremely talented. Freaky Friday might have been, well, I mean, she was really good in Parent Trap, honestly.
Right.
But Freaky Friday was like, she's acting alongside a great actor like Jamie Lee Curtis and just really proving herself. I love that they, like, got back together and did this. And I guess they did it because... I had heard because Lindsay Lohan visited her like with her newborn baby or something and they snapped a selfie and posted it and people went so crazy that they were like, oh, we should do a second Freaky Friday.
I mean, it worked. And the thing is, there's nothing wrong with it. It's like I said, it was 22 years after the first one. But what was Happy Gilmore? 29?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same idea. Yeah.
And everybody's been doing movies where it's like 32 years since the first one. You know, so you're like
28 years later.
Right.
Yeah.
So you might as well just jump on that bandwagon of sequels that have two decades between each movie. So, I mean, I give her, like I said, I think it's a good movie for her to start off. I think if like she would have done something a lot riskier and a lot more adult, people would have been like, ew, like, what are you doing? But I think this was kind of like, again, going to sanitize. I think it was a good way for her to get her foot into that.
Anything else we need to bring up? Any other movies?
Weapons came out
today.
Did
you see it?
No, it came. The first screening you could get was 2:17 today, and Andrew thanked me for not ditching the show.
Because that's one I'm really interested in. Because again, I love the horror genre. It's just I'm tough to please in that.
Yeah,
in that
it from last time I saw it was still holding at 100%
on
Rotten Tomatoes.
All right.
And take that with a grain of salt. How many reviews had come in? But it's supposed to be pretty strong. Yeah, and the understanding for the reason that they had viewings at 2:17 today was because I guess there's something in the movie. I guess all the kids walk out at 2:17 in the morning.
Night. Okay. All right.
So,
okay, that's pretty good marketing.
I just looked at a screenshot from the movie and I got scared.
Stuff with kids is creepy, right?
Yeah.
Like any creepy stuff with kids is got the potential to be extra creepy.
Yeah. And it seems a lot, I don't want to say zombie, but I mean like some of the trailers that I've seen have, it looks...
I'm definitely interested in it. I want to see if it's going to be like if it stays getting good review. But then again, so this is the same guy that made Barbarian, right?
Yes.
See, there was a lot of that that I liked, and then there were parts where I was like, oh, come on, you ruined it.
Oh, that's how people felt. I think Monkey right now is out on Hulu, and that was by Osgood Perkins, who did Long Legs.
Long Legs, I felt the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, some of it was like, oh, that was good, and then you're like, ah, oh, come on.
Oh, you need to make a movie, then.
I do. Yeah. I do. Put me in touch with somebody. Just like, can we have a story that doesn't have a hole in it the size of a semi?
No, I think most movies have a huge
And I mean, especially like horror ones. It's hard to do. I get it, because you're either supernatural.
Sure. Well, horror has to be supernatural.
Well, it doesn't always.
No, horror, by its definition, has a supernatural element.
So you're separating that from, like, say, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Well, does he come back to life at any point?
I'm just talking about the original. Like, the original one, you don't have any real knowledge or sense.
Is it considered a slasher film?
That's what I'm saying. Are those different? Because I kind of lump them together.
Yeah, because if you look up horror in the definition, it does
put that in there. Okay, so maybe that's a separate thing, because, like,
gothic horror.
As an example, I like almost all of the Rob Zombie movies, horror movies. Those are not supernatural. Those
are
just. They weren't. No, but the House of a Thousand Corpses was not zombies. The other one related to that one. It's not the Halloween one. The Halloween one is pure horror, right?
Right.
I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's all that same cast. It's all that same crew.
They may not start out as horror, but if the guy comes back.
Well, if a guy dies and comes back, then it is,
then it starts to move into the horror. Yeah.
Right, right. So it's a separate category then. Maybe I need to not blend them.
I mean, there's like I said, I think there's like slasher films, and I think they have a whole definition of, you know, I think those are like Saw movies.
That's what I was going to say. Like, Saw, the original, is just.
Or like.
That's not considered horror?
Well, I don't know. Because
it's not supernatural.
If there is an element, I don't know. Those are movies
I saw the original
one. I thought
there
was a talking puppet or something in Saw.
Well, no,
it's
mechanical. It's not. It's a guy that's. Spoiler alert for an old movie, but there's a guy doing all these things.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Is it possessed?
Yeah. There's a guy that's making all of this stuff happen to, you know. And like, I'm not going to get beyond that, but.
Final Destination, like Bloodlines. I mean, I guess it's a little supernatural because, you know, you got. The horror is haunting them.
Yeah. All right. Janelle is with it. You're hanging out, I guess, I assume. Yeah. You didn't bring cookies to come and leave, right? You're going to hang out?
Yeah, I brought cookies so I could stay.
Well,
yeah.
You can stay anyway, Janelle. Come on.
I was going to say, we should give a shout out to this cookie place.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, yeah. The cookie box on K that I've asked Kevin to frequently go to because it's by our house.
Yeah, not far.
And yeah, up in O'Fallon, the cookie box. And it's in Calderville and on Highway K in O'Fallon.
I'm going to be opening a cookie box and eating a cookie right now.
Good.
DGS here on a Thursday. Dave is still on vacation, just like he was 10 minutes ago when I said that last night. He'll be back on Monday. Rachel, Andrew, Kevin, Janelle hanging out with us at Holy L everywhere on the internets, especially on the social media outlets. And we did talk movies. I want to throw something at the whole group. So I saw a story today that, you guys know the company Turo, T-U-R-O?
Refresh my memory.
So this is the company where you can rent your car out to someone else.
Is this the airport thing?
Yes.
They were doing?
So they got approved to be at Lambert, just like all of the other car rental services. Like, they have the same kind of agreement. But I didn't really care about the fact that they're approved at Lambert as much as I cared about the question of whether or not you guys would even do this. But I mean on either end, okay? Because I can tell you right now, there is no way anybody's driving my car.
Stay away from the Camaro, bro.
There's no way. Even my other ones. I would never. I'm sure
well,
that
no
you
one's
can,
forcing you to.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't understand why anybody does it. I mean, I get that there's a way to make some money. I feel like the risk in that is pretty great. But also, I wouldn't rent a car from some random person that I don't know.
I attempted to do this when I went to Los Angeles for my brother's wedding. His in-laws were doing it, and they turned us on to it. They told us about it. They felt like it was an okay deal. I could not find a good deal. Every deal that I found
was far
worse than just doing what we ended up doing, which is just renting a car from a rental company and having it for a week. I think it makes a lot more sense out there where so many people are like remote working and everything is a little more
So you're doing it more as a routine thing, not a vacation thing.
So you're doing it more as a, I'm fine with renting out my car for a week because I actually don't think I'm going to need it this
week.
Gotcha,
gotcha.
Here, it makes a little bit less sense to rent your car out.
Sure, because you have to use it.
Because like, to get around the St. Louis area, you absolutely have to use it. St. Louis is like not a walk. And L.A. isn't really walkable either, but the neighborhoods are individually walkable, I think, in a lot of cases. So if you live kind of just within your neighborhood for a week, you can rent your car out. Here, I think it makes a lot less sense.
Yeah,
I don't like it on the user end where, like, if I rent from any rental car company, I know if that car gets a flat tire, they're going to come give me a new car. If anything goes wrong, and I know that they're taking care of it. I know they have mechanics. And if they're not, again, if something goes wrong, they're going to bring me a new car. And I'm sure that the company Turo has stuff built in to make sure you're going to have something backed up. So A, I don't know that, which makes me uneasy. And B, I don't want to trust the safety of the car that I'm driving to a person that I don't know.
Yeah, but is it any different than a vacation house?
Yeah, I was going to say, it just sounds like Airbnb for
the
cars.
The house isn't going to break down.
Well, it could,
but it's still going to be a house. Well, sure. And I think that's I actually think it's a valid question about that too. But most people aren't renting out their own home for that. Most people are renting out a rental property that they own.
Yeah.
Now some people do their own home. I mean, Andrew's stayed with someone in their place while they were still there, which I'm sure was fun.
Never saw him.
I don't know. That's what they wanted. They didn't want you to see.
Honestly, the only reason
you guys would do this?
No, the only reason I wouldn't, and it's going to sound so stupid, is because I am extremely short, and all the mirrors would have to be adjusted, the seats would have to be, and like I just would hate to have to put it all back. Like,
so you wouldn't do it on the rental side or on the renter side?
I wouldn't want somebody taking my truck and
okay,
then,
so you don't
like,
want to have to change it all back, right?
They'd get in and think, oh my God, does a child drive this? And like, like this is so unsafe. Like, so no, they would have like the mirrors, everything would have to be changed, the seats, no. And that's, like I said, that's just a stupid thing on my part. I mean, like if you had wouldn't say like a really expensive car, but just kind of, I don't want to say a beater either, but you know.
Is the counter argument to what I'm saying simply like, okay, I can have a really nice car this way, and that will make some of my car payment every month.
Oh, you mean like two cars and maybe run out one out?
Or like Andrew said, like I don't need it all the time. Right. There'll be days I don't need it, and if I can rent it out for 4 or 5 days a month, that can make part of my payment, and then I can have a nicer car.
On the side.
Yeah.
We have a couple listeners in the chat here saying they've used Turo on vacations and business trips and such and have had a really good experience.
Glad they do. It just... I don't know. Maybe it's just my generation. Gen X sitting here going, hey. I don't like that.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
By 3:33, DGS, one Dave out, another Dave in. Dave Murray, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Seems like you're doing great every day. I like that. You're always happy. You're always ready to jump on.
I don't have a problem.
You got a good
Even
life going,
don't you? If
I'm
having a problem, you don't want to hear about it anyway.
What if we do? No, we don't. Nobody wants to hear anybody else's problems. We just all want to have fun, have a good time. Before we get into other stuff and kick some things around, what are we looking at for the next handful of days? Into the weekend.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got a little bit of a break today because a couple of thunderstorms sneaked in from the north-northwest. Mm-hmm. They just barely made it in, but it kept our temperatures down, 8 degrees or so, but the humidity is sky high. You feel it out there. And basically, sunny, hot, and humid tomorrow, 95. Same story Saturday, same story on Sunday. And right now, everything's kind of stuck because there's no storm out in the Atlantic, but there's a lot of tropical spin going on. So everything's kind of stuck right now, and we're stuck with high pressure, summer high pressure, southerly flow. This will continue at least into the early part of next week. There are some signs it could continue for about 2+ weeks. You know, it's nothing horrible. It's nothing 100 plus, but it's a little beastie out there at times.
When's the weekend? What's the threshold, Dave, to you that it's uncomfortable? Because for me, it's like low 90s I can live with. Once we get to like 95 and up, and that's when I'm like,
Yeah, it all depends on the dew point temperature for me. I mean, I can take 95 and be a dry heat. That's not too bad. I can deal with that. Though there's other times where it could be like 88 outside and the humidity sky high, and it's like, this is really gross. Really gross.
Yeah. Know that feeling.
don't forget full moons this weekend. The sturgeon moon.
Sturgeon.
Full sturgeon moon.
Yep. Why'd they name it after a fish?
Well, all the names are based on Indian lore, and this is the time in the Great Lakes when the sturgeon.
Gotcha. That's a good point. Should have known that coming from one of those Great Lakes states. I should have known that.
I figured you knew that.
See, sometimes you learn something cool when you ask a dumb question. That's why there's no such thing as a dumb question, because it might get you a good answer.
You're absolutely right.
Just like the other day, I thought I had a dumb question for you, and it turned out you told me it wasn't a dumb question.
No, not at all.
The partly cloudy versus partly sunny thing.
Partly sunny.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all about your mindset.
Still confuses you. Yes.
Well, that's not saying a lot. I mean, I'm pretty easily confused on all matters related to any kind of science whatsoever.
Unless... Well, remember, the bar is really low on the Dave Glover show, because Dave
taking shots.
Couldn't find the moon. Dave couldn't find the moon. So that's the low part of the bar.
Well, I'm trying to push it back down there, trying to help out, you know. Because honestly, the only sciences I really understand are, like, you want to talk about the physics of baseball? Boom. I get that.
There you go.
I'm in.
Yeah, and man, you could outdo me with that in a second.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely do that. I'm going to flex and brag.
Yeah, yep.
Get you on that one. That's about the only thing I'm going to get Dave Murray on is that. Other than that, that and heavy metal. Other than that, you got me. I'm down. I'm down for the count on all the other ones. All right, let's do some headlines, Rach. See what's going on out there.
All right, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Did you guys see that United Airlines was dealing with major flight delays after a, quote, tech disruption? So it caused over 1,000 flight delays. Their system is called Unimatic, and about 35% of their overall flights were delayed. 7% were canceled. Started yesterday, carried on into this morning. They have apologized for the inconvenience and offered support to affected travelers. But am I the only one who feels like getting on a flight is just like it might happen, it might not at this point?
It's becoming a crapshoot, yes.
Yeah, just cross your fingers and hope that you'll be able to get in the sky soon.
Well, this is one of the reasons I have my general rule is I won't even consider flying versus driving if it's less than 8 hours.
Yeah, I think that's also a Midwest thing, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, but it's like if it's less than 8 hours, because I figure in the time it takes to get to the airport, the time I'm going to wait there waiting for the flight, the time it takes to get off the plane, get to your bags, get to the car, get to the house you're going to. Like, that's going to add up on most any flight. Now, there are some places where that it's worth it, right? But then I act on, okay, the cost. And then this nonsense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Flights being canceled and delayed. I mean, and so if I can take the control, anything 8 hours or less, I'm driving. Period. The end.
There you go. This has something to do with the way the plane is balanced. The wings are balanced or something when it's flying. It just didn't sound really good to me.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, take it down. I don't want to get on that plane.
Ah!
Awful.
I don't want a tilty plane.
Yeah. No, that sounds bad.
We're up way up there.
So new CDC data shows that Americans are eating slightly less ultra-processed food, which is really good. However, it's still not great. Children are consuming nearly 62% of their daily calories from such food. These are foods high in sugar, salt, and unhealthy fats.
Well, part of the problem with this is that's also the cheapest food.
Absolutely.
And people that are working on a tight budget will often have no choice but to take cheaper options versus it's funny though that like the more we do to the food, the less it costs. Versus like you don't do anything to it. Oh, that's the more expensive stuff.
Because it's preserved longer and it can sit on the shelf
and
for a long time.
It's got less filler in the real stuff.
It's easier. Right. Yeah. It's easier too. Here, kid, eat this.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, what kid doesn't like chicken nuggets?
Yeah, you give them the option between like an apple and some Takis. I know what the average little kid is going to go for.
Takis!
Okay, speaking of like how high calorie foods and such. Eli Lilly has an obesity pill that has led to more than 12% weight loss in a late stage trial. So they're paving the way for approval of this pill. So it's anticipated to be more tolerable and cost effective than weight loss injections.
Okay, so this would be something that would go. So if you don't like shots,
and maybe you don't need to lose as much weight,
okay. All right.
This would be a good alternative for folks. So something to keep an eye out for.
Well, we have all kinds of pills now that help fix things that we did not have pills for a long time ago, and I'm guessing that's going to keep on happening.
Oh, yeah.
Apple's going to invest $100 billion to make U.S. iPhone parts. As President Trump says, a big chip tariff is coming. They previously committed to $500 billion earlier this year. I guess they're tacking on another $100 million more. They plan to create a domestic supply chain for their chips and expand partnerships with key suppliers.
So my only question, because that all sounds good. Mm-hmm. My only question is, what does that do for the price of my iPhone? Am I going to be paying $150, $200 more?
Most likely.
I mean, is it going to be the same? Is it going to be, if it's close? Let's see, like, these are the, that, in those stories, that's what impacts me. And I, by me, I mean Joe Consumer.
Right.
You know, part of the reason that things are done the way that they are is because it provides a less expensive option because people don't want to spend extra. Because, and we've proven it. Right. Americans have proven it.
It's why we
shop at Walmart. It's why we shop at the places where there are the best deals.
Look at how much the iPhone 16 was compared to, I think, wasn't like a few of the last ones jumped up extremely high, and those were still built overseas.
Yeah.
So it's like, of course, bringing it home is going to make it even worse. Yeah.
Mm.
Let's see here. Disney is shutting down the Hulu app.
What?
But the service is going to live on.
They're just going to put it on Disney?
Yeah, it'll just be through Disney Plus. If you have Disney Plus, you log in.
I'm like, damn it.
Well, everything you can get on Disney right now, you can get.
Right. Yeah. When you log into Disney Plus, you'll see like, oh, here's
just an option for Hulu.
Yeah, the
or
Pixar
whatever.
Section, the Star Wars section. This will be a Hulu.
I'm a big fan if it's all one app. That's great. They bundle that with ESPN.
Yeah,
obviously.
They just keep bundling.
So if you could just put it
cable.
All into one, like one.
You mean like cable?
Yeah.
Like cable.
Except it's still cheaper than cable was.
Yeah, but cable's easier.
Yeah. Well. It's just like, you know, cable was like, okay, I have five channels I watch and I have 400 channels.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, one thing that's true, this is actually something that's hurting sports quite a bit, especially baseball, basketball, and hockey, is that the sports networks, so ESPN, FanDuel Sports, when it was something else, their model was that they were getting paid per subscriber, not per person that actually watched that station. So even people that weren't watching sports were paying for those stations. And now, if you don't want to do that, you don't have to.
I have a story here about America's most stolen car.
Oh.
Now it's the Chevrolet Camaro ZL1.
Okay, I don't have the ZL1. I'm like, I was about to be run out to the parking lot. Like, wait! Don't!
This car is being stolen at a rate 39 times above the average.
Wow.
Wow.
Man, I'm glad I don't have the ZL1. That's a badass.
Car?
Yeah, that's the like 650 horsepower big old monster.
Retails for about $75,000.
Yeah.
So the reason people steal it so much is because there is a vulnerability in its onboard data ports.
Oh.
So I guess that makes it easy to hack, like kind of like the Kia situation.
Yeah.
Flash drive,
good point.
And all that. So
well, and again, that's the top version of those. Like that's big ass engine. That's basically a race car.
Yeah. What little color you had was draining.
I know it's
out
not basically a race car. I'm exaggerating. Somebody out there's going, that's not a race car. I know. Just compared to most cars on the street, it is.
Little tennis news for you. U.S. Open singles winners will get a record $5 million each this year. That's the most in tennis history. And total compensation is jumping to $90 million for the tournament.
That's good.
Yeah, it's cool. And the cool thing about tennis is men and women earn the same amount of money. I think they draw about the same
numbers. They do. They do.
They're doing this new mixed doubles event this year. They're doing it the week before the singles events. as an opportunity to get like big players to team up and be on doubles teams together, which will be very entertaining. Some doubles players are upset by this because that was like their thing, and now they're going to be they're going to have way less of a chance of winning when you right. potentially are facing like Carlos Alcaraz and Emma Raducanu at this point. They're doing it to get more people to watch the sport, though, and I think this is going to be really amazing for tennis to have these games and these like spectacles. I think they're going to earn some new fans this year at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, they'll bring me in if they bring in full contact tennis. Tackle each other.
Cage match.
Same thing on golf.
Box them all in.
Same thing on golf. Hey, if the golfers have to sprint from shot to shot, I might watch.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you're doing a lot of...
With no caddy.
Tennis court.
I'm just teasing. I'm just totally
with
kidding.
No caddy and their golf bag above their
yeah.
head.
Yeah. No caddy. You got to run with your bag. Yep. Yep.
One final story for you guys in headlines. A Florida gambler hit 389 jackpots in one day.
Oh, my God.
This happened at a casino in Tampa.
He used up everybody's...
He was getting to the right slot machine at the right time. The casino was bragging about it and like, oh, this is the most impressive one-day run in our property's history. Something fishy.
This dude's got a magnet or something.
He'll yeah. never be back again.
Yeah, he's been private. They're
and
saying
he's never
that
been the, heard from again.
They're saying that, and then in the back room, Joe Pesci's beating the crap out of him. That's a good story. I like that one.
389.
That's crazy. Dave, wow. Thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It is Thursday on DGS, and I think that means we should do some throwback.
Good idea. On August 7th, back in the day, 243 years ago, that's way back in the day, 1782, George Washington created the Order of the Purple Heart, which is given exclusively to servicemen wounded in combat. I did not realize it was that old.
That guy was something.
Yeah, he was. Superhero.
He was a ginger, too.
Yeah.
Let's go gingers.
Kevin brings that up for no particular
every time.
Reason.
Every time.
But a tall one.
Yeah, he was. Not like me. I'm a small one.
I only say that because I'm shorter.
68 years ago in 1957, the world lost Oliver Hardy, better known as half of Laurel and Hardy. He had a blood clot in his brain. I did not know this.
Good.
He was only 64 years old. Or 65 years old, pardon me. Sorry for the downer. 55 years ago, in 1970, Stevie Wonder released the album Signed, Sealed, and Delivered with the title track in his cover of We Can Work It Out.
Dude is great, man. Mm-hmm. He is unbelievable.
He is wonderful. And 29 years ago in 1996, NASA scientists announced that there was possible life on Mars 3.6 billion years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, there's stuff there. At least everybody says there is. All those conspiracy nuts. There's a pyramid there. I'm not saying there is. I'm just joking. I'm making fun of it. Wouldn't it be crazy if there was, though?
Yeah, and it's like buried underground or something. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. It could be possible. We don't know. We've never been there.
Anything's possible when you don't know.
And 28 years ago in 1997, Garth Brooks put on a free concert in Central Park. It drew between 250,000 and 750,000 fans. I mean, that's quite
a pretty
a spread,
wide range.
The police put the crowd at 250. His promoters put it at 7.
Oh, okay. So then it was 250.
Sure. The one guy said it was 10, and yeah. The other guy was like, I don't know, a million?
Yeah.
They're not
police
counting
do
all
this
that.
Regularly. I'll trust the police.
I ain't counting all that.
They don't have a stake in all of that. Janelle, thank you.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you next week.